I was wrong. I think about that now, how I should have seen Lori then, should have paid more attention. She had saved my life once. I came to her damaged, and she had loved me anyway. And when she was damaged, I did not lift a finger to help her. I only noticed that her hair was getting grayer and sloppier, and her face was becoming crazed with lines like an old ceramic vase. She had lost so much weight that her hip bones protruded, and when we were together she spoke less and less. In spite of it all, I never softened in my determination to save Jacob first and heal Lori later. I try to rationalize that merciless intransigence now. I was by then a master of internalizing dangerous emotions. My mind was overheated with the stress of that endless summer. It was all true, and it is all bullshit, too. The truth is, I was a fool. Lori, I was a fool. I know that now. I went to the Hughes home around 10 o'clock one morning. Derek's parents both worked, even during this pseudo-vacation week. I knew Derek would be home alone. He and Jacob were still texting regularly. They even spoke on the phone, though only during the day when Derek's parents were not around to hear. I was convinced Derek would want to help his friend. He would want to talk to me, tell me the truth. But I was afraid he would not let me in anyway. He was a good kid. He would do as he had been told, as he always did, always had done. So I was prepared to talk my way into the house, even to force my way in to get to him. I remember feeling quite capable of that. I came to the house wearing baggy cargo shorts and a t-shirt that stuck to my sweaty back. I had gained some weight since all this began, and I recall that the shorts shimmied down my hips over and over, weighted down by my gut. I had to hike them up constantly. I had always been fit and trim. My sloppy new body made me ashamed, but I felt no inclination to fix it. Again, there would be time after. Arriving at the Hughes home, I did not knock. I did not want to give the kid a chance to hide from me, to see me and refuse to answer the door, pretend he was not there. Instead, I went around to the back, past the little flower garden, past a hydrangea shooting white conical bunches of flowers in every direction like fireworks. A blossoming that David Yu waited all year for, I remembered.